Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Art of Aliveness by Flora S. Bowley is a creativity-centered guide to reconnecting with what feels most true, nourishing, and life-giving. Known for her approach to expressive painting and intuitive process, Bowley expands beyond art technique to explore creativity as a practical path for personal healing and daily renewal. The book invites readers to pay attention to their inner signals, loosen perfectionism, and use simple creative practices to meet stress, change, and uncertainty with more presence. Rather than treating creativity as a talent reserved for artists, it frames aliveness as something everyone can cultivate through listening, movement, play, reflection, and making. Readers can expect an encouraging tone, gentle prompts, and a focus on building a relationship with their own inner wisdom. At its core, the book offers a compassionate reminder that feeling fully alive is not a luxury, but a skill you can practice, one choice and one moment at a time. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, aliveness as a practice, not a personality trait. A central idea in the book is that aliveness is something you can actively cultivate. Instead of waiting for inspiration, confidence, or the right circumstances, Bowley emphasizes returning to what matters through intentional practices that bring you back to your body, your breath, and your senses. This framing is especially helpful for readers who assume they are not creative or who associate creativity with productivity and performance. The book positions creative attention as a daily orientation, noticing what energizes you, what drains you, and what your inner world is quietly asking for. It also acknowledges that aliveness can include tenderness, grief, or uncertainty, not only joy and excitement. By making room for a wide emotional range, the reader can treat creative practice as a steady companion rather than a mood-dependent hobby. This topic encourages small, repeatable actions over dramatic transformation, helping readers build trust in their capacity to self-guide. It is less about becoming a different person and more about remembering how to listen and respond to life with honesty. Secondly, releasing perfectionism and befriending the creative process. Bowley is widely associated with process-based creativity, and this book carries that spirit into everyday life. A key topic is learning to let go of perfectionism, harsh self-critique, and the need to get it right. The emphasis shifts from outcomes to relationship with materials, with feelings, with time, and with the evolving self. Readers are encouraged to treat creative work as an experiment where mistakes are information, not evidence of inadequacy. This mindset can be powerful for those whose creativity has been blocked by comparison or fear of judgment. The book highlights how control can masquerade as safety, while true freedom often begins with taking manageable risks. The reader is invited to notice inner rules such as, "I am not good at art," or "I do not have time," and replace them with curiosity-driven alternatives. By focusing on process, a person can experience creativity as restorative rather than evaluative. Over time, this approach can spill into other areas, improving decision-making, resilience, and self-compassion. Thirdly, using creative rituals to reconnect with the body and emotions, another important thread is the role of the body as a reliable source of guidance. Rather than treating creativity as purely mental, the book encourages embodied practices that help readers sense what is true in the moment. This can include movement, breath awareness, intuitive mark-making, journaling, or other simple rituals that support emotional regulation and honest self-expression. The goal is not to produce impressive art, but to create space for feelings to move and for insight to emerge. Many people live with chronic busyness or disconnection, and creative rituals offer a way back to presence without requiring complex tools or a big-time commitment. Bowley also links creative practice with self-care, emphasizing that listening to fatigue, overwhelm, or desire is part of returning to what matters. By consistently checking in, the reader can better identify boundaries, needs, and values. This topic shows creativity as a bridge between inner experience and outer life, making it easier to respond intentionally rather than react automatically. Fourthly, finding what matters most through values, longing, and choice. The book also focuses on clarifying what matters most, not as an abstract concept, but as an experiential discovery. Through reflection and creative inquiry, readers are guided to explore personal values, longings, and the subtle signals of what feels meaningful. Instead of adopting someone else's definition of success, this topic encourages readers to notice where they are out of alignment and to gently course correct. Creativity becomes a method for making the invisible visible, naming what you want more of, acknowledging what you have been tolerating, and imagining alternative ways of living. Bowley's approach tends to be invitational rather than prescriptive, which can help readers trust their own answers. The topic supports decision-making by emphasizing that small choices accumulate into a life, and that you can practice choosing what supports aliveness in ordinary moments. For readers at Transitions, this framework can reduce the pressure to have a perfect plan and instead highlight iterative, values-led experimentation that evolves with real life. Lastly, community, support, and the courage to be seen. While the book values inner listening, it also recognizes the importance of support systems and shared creativity. Many people fear being seen, worry their expression is too much or not enough, or have past experiences of criticism that made them hide. This topic addresses how creative aliveness often grows faster when it is witnessed with kindness, whether through a trusted friend, a class, or a community space that prioritizes safety over judgment. The reader is encouraged to consider what kinds of environments help them open and what kinds of dynamics make them shrink. Bowley's broader work often emphasizes permission giving, and here that translates into practical encouragement to ask for support, set boundaries, and seek relationships that honor authenticity. Being seen does not have to mean public exposure. It can start with private truth-telling and small acts of sharing. The payoff is greater confidence, reduced isolation, and a deeper sense of belonging. This topic frames creativity as relational medicine, helping people remember they are not alone in their hopes, fears, and desire to feel fully alive. In conclusion, this book is a strong fit for readers who feel creatively stuck, emotionally depleted, or overly focused on productivity and who want a gentle, practical way back to meaning. It is also ideal for artists and non-artists alike who are curious about intuition, self-care, and personal growth without a rigid step-by-step formula. The benefit to daily life is that it reframes creativity as a stabilizing practice, a way to regulate stress, clarify needs, and make choices that align with values. By emphasizing process over perfection, it can help readers loosen inner criticism and build confidence through small, repeatable actions. Compared to many creativity or self-help titles that focus on hustle, goals, or technical instruction, Bowley's approach is distinctive for its warmth and its emphasis on embodied listening and emotional honesty. It offers a creative healing lens that supports real-life complexity rather than promising quick fixes. For readers seeking a meaningful purchase, the book delivers both encouragement and usable prompts, making it something you can return to repeatedly as your circumstances and priorities evolve. If you would like to support Flora S. Bowley, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.